And now we're act two, correct?
We are.
Back on the Raintree Ranch.
And Carrie's reminding Chris that she has to open up to him, because now that he's representing her professional life, whatever she does in her personal life can affect her career.
That's right.
And it's hard for Chris.
Yeah.
But she will start to trust him and confide in him more and more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And that's the key. And while it doesn't necessarily set up a rivalry between Pablo and Carrie, there is a subtext to it.
Yes. Because Pablo's used to being a big influence
right.
in Chris's life.
And Chris is used to having Pablo be a big
yes.
influence around her. Now, notice again, we're in the club. And this is a set that we created that's not far from Junior's Loft, actually, on our stages. And you'll see the evolution of this club throughout the season. You're going to see how we've experimented with the size of the club, the decorating of the club, how the club has evolving throughout the entire second season. And, well, I dare say there's a lot of activity that happens in this club.
This episode is a preparation of the club. Here again, we have another scene where Isabel and Danny are trying to one-up each other for Junior's attention.
And there's the triangle right there, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And these two have great chemistry together as brother and sister.
Well, they also, and it's an interesting sort of side comment, the entire cast has great chemistry in real life with each other. So when they bring that to the stage for the performance, it's real. It really is.
Help.
These guys have a lot of affection for each other. And part of that is because during the audition process, which we've talked about, is they all had to audition with each other. And so each one of these people have rotated several times during the audition process, and so that we could see that chemistry was instantaneous and evolved over time and as they began to trust each other. And so they're both friends on and off the set.
It's a good mix. Now, Junior is a partner with Pete in opening this club, and he's starting to shell out quite a bit of his own money to get this club up and running.
Which he really doesn't have. Much of his money is credit.
Yes.
And so he's getting himself deeper and deeper into debt.
Into debt. Ah, Junior's perking up.
Mm.
Chris has agreed to attend this fundraiser and give a speech, despite her misgivings of returning to this place because it reminds her of her time at LaGrange.
Now, what's cool about this place, and for our audience to know, is I've mentioned this before, but we shoot our race sequences at the State Fairgrounds, which is a fantastic sprawling complex that includes a casino, an indoor arena, an outdoor racetrack, and a series of corrals and indoor and outdoor equestrian holding pens. And we use this for this sequence as well. And now we're back, of course, on this set.
This was a fun scene to put together. This is the scene where we introduce the character of Rebecca, and there was instant chemistry between Junior and Rebecca.
She was terrific. We really enjoyed Amanda. And there was instant chemistry, wasn't there? It was
yes.
just kind of it was
mm-hmm.
it could just kind of worked.
Mm-hmm.
And we really enjoyed that.
Now, she's being interviewed for a waitress job in this scene.
Well, you know, as an actress, she probably had to do that job in real life. So probably
but she's not really qualified for the waitress job.
That's right, she isn't.
But I don't think that's going to stand in the way.
No, I'm not sure it is, because there's other factors going into it, isn't there?
She is playing junior, and junior is enjoying it. And there you go.
The deal is done.
Chris is giving her speech at the fundraiser and telling how her life changed, having a purpose in life, which is, this is where she met Wildfire.
Which is the undercurrent theme, of course, of the series of second chances. Chris is talking about her second chance with the hope that, in fact, this influences these other young people.
Yes.
In truth, we're about to find something that's going to put Chris in a terribly awkward position.
Yes, Leanne has just moved out of her chair.
What is that about, we think? Well, we're about to find out.
Chris
now,
is
purple is one
it.
Of my favorite colors, isn't it?
I think it was also a good move to use a purple bag because it stands out and we really notice that Leanne is missing. Junior thinks a simple phone call is going to solve Matt's problem, because he's always used to things going his way.
Well, he's going to find out not only how powerful his father really is, but how powerful he is on his own, because he really doesn't have as much power as he thought,
mm-hmm.
or how much influence. But you'll see, he's quite resourceful.
Chris has tracked down Leanne, who's now wearing the Atomic Hot Sauce t-shirt. But she's not buying Leanne's story. And Leanne's hoping her friendship with Chris will keep Chris from stitching on her. But Chris wants Leanne to do the right thing.
Right. And that's also because there's something here that Chris doesn't quite know, that we'll learn later.
Oh. Ah, okay. In that shot where Leanne picks up the can, it's actually a stunt double, but then we cut to the real Chris falling back on the hay bale, and with a sound effect,
we sell it.
We sell it.
But in fact, when she falls back, she is padded so that she is not hurt in any way, shape, or form.